Hi guys, how are you? Thank you so much for tuning back into my podcast. Peace, peace, and more peace and blessings to you guys. Happy Sunday. I hope you're all happy out in nature, getting some sunshine. I know this winter has been so long, so we're definitely need for some vitamin D. I hope you guys are out there enjoying it, getting some sunshine, getting some heat, getting some nourishment, getting some of that energy flowing through you guys. Forever grateful for all of you guys. Thank you so much for being on this journey with me, and I am forever grateful for being here sharing my wisdom, my gems, my love on this healing journey that I have been on. And not only is this for me, it's also for you guys, since we're all connected and we're all one. So I'm very excited to be here sharing all these gems, all of my stories, all of my healing journeys, all of my everything, I guess. I have been learning a lot about myself, you guys, and I am just so excited to just shift a perspective on everything and just actually doing what I came here to do, enjoying everything that I do, and just passionately loving everything that I do. So like, this journey has been really great for me, and it's been really an eye-opener, if I must say. Like, I've been on it for the past couple of months, and you guys, like, it is tough. It's very tough. I'm not going to lie to you guys, but at the end of the, on the other side is glorious. I'm not going to lie to you. It's very glorious. I have been, I have been doing everything from, like, waking up early to meditations, to taking baths, to praying, to journaling, to just everything you can think of like dissecting who you really are is what I've actually been dissecting. So I'm so excited to share everything with you guys. And on today's episode, I actually, it's not going to be too long. All these episodes are going to be just brief, so you guys can get like an insight of, you know, what's going on this healing journey. And I just don't want to like bombard everything on one episode, like, so you guys are not like listening for like 30 minutes to an hour. So like, I just wanted to make these brief, so you guys actually just listen, take the knowledge, take the wisdom, take gems that you find useful to your life and apply it. And yeah, so without further ado, I guess I'll go ahead and get started. So today's episode is soul surgery. So with soul surgery, first of all, what is soul surgery? Soul surgery is basically stripping back and exposing yourself so you can deal with your real insecurities. And I know everybody has insecurities. Whoever says they don't have insecurities has insecurities. Insecurities, like, you can have insecurities, but you know, you don't have to be an insecure person is what I'm trying to say. So like, everybody has insecurities, and I didn't know I had that many insecurities until I started dissecting my life and everything. So like, so I've thought about this for a while, and I was thinking that the insecurities that I had was mostly inside. Like, I had no problem. Like, I knew I was a beautiful woman. I knew, like, I had no problem, you know, showing that off or, like, being confident in my skin and things like that. Like, well, it was something that I had to grow. Like, as a child, of course, I had huge insecurities. And, yeah, I was bullied, too. So, so yeah, you know, growing up and like not being able to talk about these things, I suppressed every single thing from childhood to now. I've always suppressed everything, and like, I didn't know that it affected who I am and like the people around me as well, because like, I was never open about my insecurities or my feelings or anything like that. So like, it caused like my relationships with people and myself to be quite difficult, because, you know, there wasn't like an open flow of honest conversations going on. So like things like that. Just looking back on this whole surgery, I thought to myself, like, wow, I'm a really, really beautiful woman. Like, I tell myself that all the time. People tell me that all the time. So I have no problem believing and knowing that I'm a beautiful woman. I see myself in the mirror every day. I have no problem with my confidence in that part. But, like, the one thing that I was very, very ugly at was my inside. Like, I suppressed that so much to the point where it just kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So like my inside, very dark, empty, negative space, like nobody would want to live there. So like I knew I had to do something about that, but like it didn't actually really hit me until like I had to leave like the mental space of like the place where I was at that was causing the push that I needed to, you know, change my life or change my behavior or change my ways. So it wasn't until like maybe 2 months now, 2.5 months now, when I had my wake-up call. And which is funny because this whole time I thought I had my wake-up call, but it wasn't until now when I had it. I literally went away from everything, like my friends, social media, everything. Like I felt like I was literally alone. Like I was surrounded with family, of course, but like the things that I thought I needed in my life, that I thought gave me company, was stripped away from me, and I had to learn to live without it. So like it was kind of difficult for a bit, I'm not gonna lie to you. And I just wanted to say that in today's society, there is surgeries for everything that you could think of. Hair surgeries, feet surgeries, like people get surgeries for the ridiculous things, like boobs, your butt, your legs, your arms, your teeth even, like your lips, your ears. Like you can get surgery on literally anything on your body, on the outside where, you know, your eyes could see, you could get surgery on. But like, could you really get surgery on the inside? Like that's something that nobody apart from you could do. It doesn't matter if you're trying to pay millions of dollars for somebody to surgery, to do a soul surgery on you. Nobody could do that but you. So like when I had the epiphany of that, I was actually meditating in the tub. I had done some shrooms that day, and I was meditating in the tub, just like thinking about life and everything. And like once I went into the zone, I faced myself, and that was like the most scariest thing I've ever seen. Like I faced my ego, I looked at her face to face, and like my ego basically like replayed my life for me to see. So like I was freaked out like for a bit. Like I wanted to wake up and get out of that state because I did not want to deal with it. But like it was time. Like I had to like face myself and actually be like, hey, what are you doing? Like, hey, like it's all been you this whole time. It's been you. Like you can't go around blaming people. You can't go around, you know, like pointing fingers or like thinking that somebody else is in control of your life, or thinking that maybe if you do A, B, C, and D, like things would be different. No, it's you. Like you need to fix yourself. You need to look inside and be like, hey, like what is going on with me? Like why do I keep doing these behaviors? Like why do I keep repeating these cycles? Why do I keep getting the same results over and over and over and over again? Like what's going on? Who's making these choices for me? Like how am I going around in a circle, in a circle, in a circle, and complaining about it? So like my ego basically pointed the finger at me and was just like, it's you. you're the one that's been doing this whole time. Like, why are you trying to blame somebody else? Point the finger. Like, you're pointing a finger at somebody else, but like three are pointing back at you. So like, it's you. Face it and face it and face it and fix it. So that's basically like what my epiphany was about. So like, I opened my eyes like while I was in the tub, and like I looked around and I was just like, wait a minute, like, it is me. Like, wait a minute, how come I didn't think it was me? Like, why am I here like complaining about everything when I have the power to change it, when I am literally the one that's doing everything in like repeat and complaining about the results? Like, the same doors don't open like new results, I guess that's what I'm trying to say. But like, if you keep going through the revolving door and expecting new results, like that's not gonna work. So when I was so like that night, I laid in bed and I was just like, should I journal about this? Like, I'm not, like, so I started journaling and I was just like, wow, like, just stunned, especially at like the life I was living in New York prior to New York or wherever. Like, I was just like, wow, shook as fuck. Like, I could not even fathom. Like, I was just like, embarrassment started coming over me and I was just like, wow, like, really, really wow. Like, you were the one doing these things and then you're complaining. It makes no sense. Change yourself. Like, so I was, you know, I started writing about everything, and then like the next day I had a conversation with my sister, and it was like the first time I had like an actual heart-to-heart honest conversation with her. And I was just like, it's been me. Like, I am the one driving the car. Like, I am the one, you know, my subconscious mind, of course, but like, still, like, it's still me, like, doing it, you know? So like, now that I've awoken to my behaviors and my patterns and like everything that I've been doing, I was like, I have the power to change it. So I started, you know, dissecting my soul from the moment I was born to right now, and just seeing all of my behaviors, all of my patterns, all of the issues that I had, from mental issues to abandonment issues to daddy issues to mommy issues to my reckless behaviors to my unstable lifestyle, where it came from, like relationships to my living situations to having a career to everything in my life was just non-like unstable. Like, I did not care about anything, and I kept telling myself, oh yeah, you're gonna do this, you're gonna do that, you're gonna do this, but was I really believing it, or was I just like going with the flow? So that's something I also had to, you know, come to an understanding of, is like, I needed to come face to face with all of these problems, all these issues, and actually like let them go, like surrender myself and make me whole. Like, basically, like, I had to, and like, surrendering, guys, it's the hardest thing, because because I want to speak about myself, surrendering is the hardest thing, because you don't know what's on the other side. You can't see it, you can't hear it, you can't, like, you're terrified. And like, with me especially, anybody can tell you, I hate surprises. Like, if you're thinking about throwing me a party or surprising me with somebody or a gift or anything, I will get it out of you. Like, I don't care, I will get it out of you. I don't like not knowing, you know? So I think that's one thing that kind of like held me from surrendering. I was just like, I'm not letting go. Like, I don't know what's on the other side. Even when I took like some psychedelics and like I would go into that other side, you know, because like there would be parts of it where you're enjoying, you're seeing flowers, colors, like it's beautiful, you're vibing, you're chilling, you're happy, you're laughing, and then like your ego will try to show you the other side, and you're just like, nope, not today, sir. Nope, not today. So like, even that, yeah, during my psychedelic trips, like, my ego would try to show me the person that I am, and I would not want to look at it, because that's how ugly and dark it was. Like, I would not want to be like, no, it's not me, the hell, it's all these people's problems. Like, I'm not the problem here, it's them. So, not today, sir. Ego, you can go away. I'm not dealing with you today. And like, my ego would keep coming and coming and coming, trying to show me who I am. But I would be like, no. And me, I'm very stubborn. So like, if I don't want to see it, I won't see it. I'll open my eyes. I'll ruin my whole psychedelic trip because I don't want to see it. So like, that was the one thing that I needed to let go of and surrender and just be like, this is not your life. Like, what are you doing? Like, this is not what you came here to do. This, you're not happy, you're stressed every day, but you keep putting on this mask every day. Like, what is the point? You know, there's nothing like good out of this situation. Like, you're stressed. Like, it made no sense to me why I held on to it for so long. Like, sometimes when I would do my meditations and prayers, like, I could see, like, literally see and feel the life that I'm supposed to have. And it's just filled with so much joy and harmony and peace and all of these good things. But like, not seeing it right now and feeling it and getting that promise that it's going to happen like that was, I think, was what I was just like, nope, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. But until like now, when I got my awakening, I was just like, yo, it makes sense to let go. Like, why am I keep holding on to toxic relationships? Like, I was holding on to this guy forever. Like, piece of shit. Like, excuse my French, but like, this guy was unemotionally available, was just the worst, disrespectful, everything. And I just held on to it for so long. Like, I was just like, nope. You're mine. We're going to make this work. I'm going to fix you. You need fixing. I'm going to fix you. You're mine. Blah, blah, blah. And, you know, holding on to unstable living situations. Like, I was just like, this is my life. I'm a gypsy, you know, and like, there's nothing wrong with that. I admire that. I love, you know, living from one place to another place, from another place. I'm just like, this is my life. I love doing this. This is what I want. I don't want to be committed to anybody or anything. You know, I'm just going to move around, live my life, do what I want to do. And that was not the way to do it, especially being not responsible as well as commitment, I guess, just putting your energy into one thing. Like, I was not doing that. And as well as, you know, relationships, living situations and careers as well. Like, I knew what I wanted to do, but like, I also wanted to like be like, oh, I did 5 things at once. Oh, I did 6 things at once. Like, that's not possible. Like, I mean, you can't say that everything is possible, but like, I meant, it's not like, I don't know what I was thinking, but like, you cannot like do 10 things at once and expect, you know, for your life to be easy and for your life to be comfortable. And like, there's nothing wrong with like working a lot, but like overworking yourself or like, being nonchalant. Like, the thing about me is I like to start things and not finish. Well, like, I'll tell myself, oh, I'll finish it next week, or I'll finish it the next month or whatever. But like, I caught one of my behaviors and my patterns is I start things, I don't finish. I start things, I don't finish. Like, I'll get in a relationship and I'll dip. I'll move somewhere and I'll dip. I'll start a career and I'll dip. I'll do anything and I'll dip. Like, I was just never, 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 never stable or committed to anything in my life. And like, until I had this awakening, I literally didn't see a problem with that. I literally did not think like, this is not a good way to live life. Like, because it constantly kept me stressed because I was thinking about where my next, you know, money was coming from, where, you know, where am I going to live next, or is the guy that I'm going to get with next going to be good to me? Or like, are we like, I don't know. I was always constantly thinking, always constantly stressed instead of just committing to one thing and enjoying the flow of life until, you know, if things don't go right, then they don't go right. But at least I experienced it, you know. But I was just like, no, I'm going to experience everything at once. Like, screw you guys. Like, I'm going to experience everything at once. But like, when your ego takes over like that, sometimes you just feel like you're on autopilot. Like, you don't know like where to go next. It's like your ego will decide for you every single day. Like, all right, today we're doing this, today we're hitting up this person, today we're doing this, today we're doing that. Like, I had no control. Like, I would wake up, get on my phone, and like just entertain BS and just lie to myself and everybody that I was, you know, in the right mental state, or I was doing something good for me or my life, or for whatever. Like, it made no sense to me that I was living like that. But like, you know, there's no reason to beat myself up about it. Like, they're all learning lessons, and as well as there were experiences, you know. Like, I feel like I had to go through all of that to get to where I am now, because if I didn't go through all of that, I wouldn't have known that there was a problem, and the root problem started from my childhood traumas, and that's what was affecting my whole adult life or my whole life. And I did not see a problem with that, and I was just living life until like I went and broke down my life timeline, which I'll talk about in other episodes. I was nonchalant about life. I was living life as a grown woman. I was living life just not caring about anything. And like, I'm just so grateful for all these experiences, and as well as all the people that were in my life that were very, very extremely patient with me, and for giving me chance after chance, no matter how many times I kept, you know, fucking up, excuse my French, but like, it... Like, I am forever grateful, because without them, I don't know where I would have been in life, or like what I would do, you know. Like, my sister told me this sentence one time, even though we can't see God, God does send, God does appear to you through people, and I added in animals, objects, signs as well, but like, I believe, you know, 100%, I don't know if that's exactly how she worded it, but like, I believe her 100%, because it is true. Like, especially with the lifestyle that I lived from birth until now, like, I am just forever grateful. I am very, very grateful, and for all the stability, for the unconditional love, for food, for water, for shelter, for all of like the basic life necessities that I needed in life, I got it. But like, my mind, my ego wanted something bigger, something flashier, something to just fill her ego, my ego, you know, like something to just satisfy her, which I wasn't like personally giving with all these basic necessities I was getting. She needed something more, and like, I gave her that. I gave her all of that more that she needed, even though that meant hurting people along the way or just not caring about anything. I gave my ego that, and that's something that I needed to work on. But guys, like, the other thing that I wanted to go over was like my childhood traumas and like my suppressed emotions, how I'm always running away from everything and anything in my life, like, and how I'm always hiding and just like not wanting anything good in my life, like with my childhood traumas, which will be in another episode. But like, my childhood traumas, like everything in my life has been unstable, which led me to thinking that my life is supposed to be unstable. So But yeah, so I'm really, really happy to be doing these short episodes, getting, you know, my gems out there, my stories, my wisdom, you know, my love, sharing everything with you guys. Just know that we're all doing our best as human beings. We're all on this journey together. Everybody has their own journey. But like, what I was trying to do in my life was take all of the journeys out once instead of taking one journey at a time. And I, to think about it, is there's no rush. There's really no rush at all. This really is a marathon. It's a journey. You're supposed to enjoy it and go through it slowly by slowly. Enjoy the moment, enjoy the experiences, enjoy the people around you that really, really love you for who you are. Enjoy, you know, all of these blessings that keep coming your way every single day. And every morning when I wake up, like, the basic things that we overlook all the time. I wake up and I say I'm grateful for breathing. I wake up and I say I love you to my cat. Like, I'm grateful to see her every day. I wake up, I'm grateful to see all the people that love me. I'm grateful for the sun shining through my window, for like the water I get to drink, for the tea that I make in the morning, for the food, for the shelter, like everything around me that's keeping me happy and alive. Like, I'm so grateful, and it's things that I overlooked all the time. So like, things like that makes you really want to open up and like actually see life as this beautiful, beautiful thing that we're all going through together. And everybody on earth is connected, and we're all one. We're all pieces of this huge book of life. Like, we're all characters in each other's lives, and we're all playing a part. Like, you cannot spell earth without art. And we're all artists, all here creating something beautiful for the greater generation, for the greater cause. So just breathe, take your time, don't beat yourself up about it. Just enjoy this journey, enjoy this life. Rewrite your stories if you have to. Just breathe, remember to breathe, and just be grateful for the little things that you get to experience every single day, because you cannot go back to the past, you cannot go to the future, you can only enjoy the present. So enjoy it, be still, be mindful, and just lead with love. Enjoy everything, lead with love and light, and you will see the world in a different lens. You will see that you're just here playing a part, and you're here to perfect, well, not perfect, but like, you're here to work on your craft that's going to enhance this world. You know, we're all artists, we have a gift and we have a craft, and we're here to build something for the better world. So I do believe, if you don't know what your passion is, if you don't know what you're good at yet, it's nothing wrong with that. It will come to you when it's ready to come to you, or you might already know it, but like, it might have gotten suppressed or pushed down by the people around you who thought it was weird, or thought that, you know, your passion or your ideas or whatever you're good at is not good. So just be patient with yourself, love yourself every single day, look in the mirror, because that's all you've got. Like, you're the person, you're all you've got. Your parents, they have themselves. Your siblings have themselves. Everybody on earth have themselves. So stop worrying. And I know this is advice for me as well, but like, stop worrying about what everybody else is doing, or what everybody else has, or what everybody else got. Worry about yourself, because when you look in the mirror, it's you. When you go to bed, it's you. When you're taking a walk, it's you. When you were born, it was just you. When you leave Earth, it's just you. It's just you. And that's the person that you need to worry about the most. So on the next episode of Reparent Rupani, I'm just going to go ahead and go over like the things that that I need to parent myself about, and like the things that I wish, you know, my parents parented me. But like, you know, you cannot revisit the past again, so you just gotta keep forward. So like the things that I wish they did for me, I'm doing for myself now, and I really wish I could, you know, help others along this journey to heal as well as reparent themselves as well. Okay, so guys, I'm just gonna go ahead and stop here. Thank you so much for my first episode. I am so glad you guys are still on this journey with me. Thank you so much. And yeah guys, I can't wait to do the next episode. I hope you guys are enjoying and healing and growing every single day. And remember, you guys, don't forget to subscribe, follow me on Spotify, Anchor, as well as Google Podcasts. I'm on there as well. And once I start up social media for Reparent Rupani, I'll go ahead and share that as well. But for now, with my healing journey, everything is off the grid, so except for my podcast. So thank you so much for following me on here and for letting me, you know, give you some gems and stories and blessings as well. So I'm really excited to share everything with you guys. This makes me so happy, you guys. Like, I'm so excited to share my healing journey with you guys. But until next time, remember, you guys, don't forget to subscribe. I have monthly subscriptions as well. You know, a dollar or two help goes a long way, you guys. Thank you so much. Much blessings to you and your life. Peace and light.